that's how you know you're rolling when everyone's kind of getting into the funk. You
ever remember a guy do that before, call, predicted it, and actually executed the next play? Have you ever seen that?
It's happened.
What, Babe Ruth?
Babe Ruth, hey. Well, you know, at least you know the ball's coming. You know, he's sitting there, hey, you got to pitch to me. You know what I mean? Defense, football, it's a little different. But nevertheless, man, you just do your job, be where you're supposed to be, and good things usually happen.
What'd you say to him about making that prediction and making it come true?
Well, I told him, I said, I've only seen one guy make that play, and they both were number 90, so it's good company.
Now, when you ask a lot of these guys in the locker room, they give you a lot of the credit for turning around this defense. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, they're nice guys. You know what I mean? As much as they want to put it on me, I'm going to continue to put it on them because, you know, it's really them. You know, everyone's kind of just buying in, doing our job, playing hard, playing with a purpose. And the thing that I think we've done more than anything is just be on the same page at the right time. And that's really what it boils down to. If you can do that, the talent that we have here, it's scary good. It's scary.
This team was trying as best they can to get to the Cowboy game.
There you go. That's a little
bit of a what do you think it'll feel like?
Well, you know, it's tough, man. You go into, you know, a game where everyone's saying you're going to win, and you don't want to, you know, swallow the poison, so to speak. And my high school coach should always say, you know, success is like poison. It's only daily if you swallow it. And for us, you know that they're, you know, motivation will be there. The preparation will be there. It's the Cowboys. You know, it's division game, and it's for all the marbles. You know, the winner is going to go on and still have a chance, and the loser is probably going to be left for dead. So all the focus is geared toward this week, and this one will be very short-lived.
Sean, did he say in the huddle that he would hit? Would you fix that ball?
He did. I heard him say it. He said he was going to get an interception. It was kind of funny, but you kind of just, you know, roll off the shoulder and, you know, okay, yeah, go ahead. And then sure enough, you know, it happens. Sometimes it's like that in sports, man. You know, he was exactly where he was supposed to be. You know, he played, we knew he was a quarterback. We talked about all week that when the ball comes out, it's low. And, you know, he got there, his rush stopped and backed off. Hey, if you can't get there, the next best thing, get your hands up.
Because they were using three-step drops pretty much the whole game. So it's hard. You can't really get a pass rush on that. And it's seen by design.
Yeah.
That's
how you neutralize a great pass rush. Get the ball out quick.
Right.
But that was a scouting report on him. The trajectory of the ball is low. It does look like he's throwing from down here.
He does. Because he's an athletic guy. You know, he's one of those guys where, you know, you don't expect him to be a scrambler, but if you look at the film, he buys time with his leg, and sometimes he had a couple completions where he sat on the ball. It was an impressive throw. And that, you know, hats off to him, but, you know, we contain the pocket, hard to see, get your hands up, good things happen.
So you see one guy make that play.